In today's episode, we are getting started with a short series on wealth mastery. This is going to be something that is going to be absolutely important for you if you are wanting to get a hold of your finances or if you're wanting to make some financial shifts in your business. We're going to be talking about wealth mastery. Today, we're talking about money mindset, and I have 10 questions that I think will help to change your life. I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now. But you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of CCO Podcast. I am crazy excited to be with you today because it just dawned on me what I was going to be embarking upon and what I'm doing. And I'm telling you, I'm dummy excited about it. We have so much going on with CCO. We have so many things that we're getting started with doing. Head over to CCOClub.com. That's CCOClub.com. And you can find out a little bit more about what it is we're doing, what we're embarking upon, because we are working with women all across the world who know that we are better together, don't want to do this entrepreneurship on their own, who is looking for community and understanding that it's just going to be better for us as we connect with each other and really begin to support each other as we build our individual businesses. So make sure you do that. Now, today, as you see, I'm like hurrying through the intro because a sister is excited. I don't know how this just dawned on me. I have done so many trainings that I've written, and I have some of them I've sold, some of them I've written to package with different things. I mean, they're all like recorded and written out, and I mean, everything is done. And it never dawned on me that I can really take a lot of the information in those trainings and break it down, put it here on some of the podcasts, and be able to share that information with you, because, you know, it's just a different format, right? And so I am going to do that. I was just like, oh my God, when God just dropped this into my spirit just a little while ago, I became super, super excited. So this is just part one. This is part one of this wealth mastery. I don't even know what the subtitle is yet because I'm too excited about it. But I know we're going to be talking about money mindset. We're going to be talking about money scripts. We're going to be talking about today I'm going to cover 10 questions I think will change your life in thinking about money and wealth mastery. We're going to talk about how money impacts our behaviors. We're going to talk about so many different things that it relates to money and understanding how to overcome or develop new money scripts or really develop a new relationship with money. I'm telling you, it's fire. And so you do not want to miss any part of this series. I feel like I'm a little preacherette. Maybe I can call myself a preacherette right now. because this is my platform and this is what I'm going to use to do what I know God has put inside of me to do. So I hope you guys are as excited about this as I am, because you tell I'm excited. So I am glad that you guys are here. And we're going to jump right into talking about it. I'm probably going to cover some of these things again, some of these concepts that I want to cover again when we get to these different segments. Like today, I'm going to broach the topic about money scripts. And but I know that I think it's either in the next segment or the segment after that when we're going to be talking about money scripts in particularly. And I'm going to go back over that. So what is a money mindset? Right. I really want you to take a second and think about that. Even if you decide to pause this podcast right here and wait till you kind of really think about it prior to me, you hearing what I have to say about it, or you're just going to, you know, keep it going. But I want you thinking about that. What is a money mindset? Well, in simple terms, it's really a set of beliefs and attitudes that you have about money. Right. Not just beliefs, but also an attitude. Right. You have a belief about how you earn your money, and you also have an attitude about earning money. Right. Do you feel like you earn enough money? Do you not feel like you earn enough money? Do you always feel like you are short? Do you feel like it's in abundance? Right. So there are beliefs and attitudes that you have around it. There are beliefs and attitudes about how you spend money. This is part of your money mindset. Oftentimes, when you've come from a particular background, let's say a poor background, I'll say it like this. I'll finish that in a second. But coming from a poor background, let's say you're one of those people that you got to college for the first time. So you're maybe first, second generation college student. You go to college and you get that financial aid check. That's a couple of that at least have one comma. Lose your mind. I know I'm not the only person that lost their mind, right? That you get that financial aid check and watch this. It's written into your name, not your parents' name, not your mama name. It's your name. You don't know what to do. Well, depending on where you come from, your first inclination might be, I'm finna get on this plane and take a trip, right? You super excited, super juiced, as we would say in the community, super excited about it, right? You might decide, I'm finna go buy these bad shoes or this bad purse that I wanted to have, right? Couple hundred dollars, whatever the case may be. You might decide, you know, I got to put some of this money away and save it, right? You might decide, man, you're not even thinking about it. You just like you excited and you want to just treat everybody. There is an attitude and a belief that you have about spending money, right? And even in college, let me finish that thought. You end up having way more month than you did money because you were reckless with it when you got it in the first place, right? And it also is going to come about what you were taught. We're going to talk about that. There's a money mindset about how you save it. Are there enough of us saving it? I was recently, just recently, as I was having some conversation with God about some new things that I'm embarking upon, and I was reminded that I used to actually teach this. I got this from Robert Kiyosaki, and I don't know if he said it as clearly as this, but this is something that I believe in, and this left me for a while, was to have a 70-20-10 split. 70-20-10 split. And this is what that means. You live off of 70% of your income only, 70%. 20% you save, and 10% I actually say tithes or charity, right? 70-20-10, because even if you are one and you don't necessarily give tithes for whatever personal reason, we're not getting into that because that's not what this is about. You decide that you want to, but giving, right? Because I believe that that's still after God's heart. Giving. You might have a organization that you give to, right? But giving something to tithes or charity, right? Now, if you're thinking about that right now, I would venture to say that we are living off of more than 70% of our income. That will keep you honest every time. If you don't let, I'm talking all of your expenses, your car and all the expenses with your car, the insurance, the gas, the upkeep, your house, all the expenses with that, the lights, the gas, the groceries, the travel, everything like that is in 70%. 20% you're saving. And 20% that, and you could decide to take your travel out of, like, those big annual trips. You can take it out of that savings, and then 10% to tithes or charity. So it's about saving. And some of us don't save at all. Some of us are within two paychecks away from being, you know, 2 to 3 paychecks away. Some of us can't go a year without working and be able to take care of other things. And some of us have more credit card debt than we need to. It's about a money mindset, about how you spend it, how you save it, and how, and even how you think you deserve it. That is real. It is real. And watch this. It is, our money mindset is shaped by a lot of factors. Our upbringing, I talked about that. We're going to talk about that later. Our culture, right? Because there are some cultures that just is just inbred within them, within certain cultures, that we save, that you save more, right? Maybe some, like, you know, it might be not explicit, but implicit, where we just go out and have a good time, right? And so it's in that. It's also based, your money mindset is also based in past experiences. We didn't have enough growing up, so I'm never going to be without that. And watch this. I'm so glad that you're listening to this podcast, because there are some things that is happening subconsciously that you don't even think you're saying to yourself, but you are, based on your actions. Based on your actions. Many of us, I'll say, at least in my community, we like to wear our money. My Lord and my God. It's about name brands, and it's about fashion, and it's about how we look. And oftentimes we'd rather tell that lie than to be living in a way that we are a lot less stressed. That might by itself set somebody free. We're ready to live a lie because we want to look the part, as opposed to saying, you know what, that's just a fallacy. I'm not even trying to do all that. Right. And I'm not saying that it always is, but I'm saying that we do that enough. And watch this. The money mindset is also shaped by the type of media that we consume. Right. It's the type of media that we consume. But here's the thing. Whether you realize it or not, these beliefs play a gigantic role in your decisions about your business, about how you price everything, about your financial goals, about your job, about your lifestyle. It just makes a difference. And I want us to talk about that, right? I want you to be thinking hard about, man, what, I never thought about this money mindset, but I have it, right? Are you afraid to spend it because you feel like you just don't have enough, and you're paranoid in a lot of respects, to be put out because you lived a life like that, right? You lived a life of being homeless. I was homeless in college. I don't tell a lot of people, but hey, we here now. I was homeless in college more than one time, right? Didn't have a place to stay. I slept in my car in college, right? And I've been homeless more than one occasion in my life. And it's a real thing. And so if I'm being honest, I have to look at what was happening with me with my money mindset during those times and in those seasons, right? And maybe that's not to say that things that happen to us that get us to a particular place is not, that might not be the thing that how we operate in our lives, but it might be something that happened to us, right? When COVID happened, for an example, many people lost their jobs or lost their businesses. That was a circumstance that happened. And we didn't intend for that to be the case, but it was for a lot of people, right? And so that doesn't, just because we may have a money mindset in a particular way, that doesn't mean that that's what we are intending to do based on our past, right? And so there's just a lot to this money mindset. Now, because of, I really wanted to hit that point home about money mindset. I want you thinking about, what is your money mindset? How do you see money? How do you think about saving money? How do you think about spending money? How do you think about earning money? And if you have a business right now, how does that impact what you are doing with your business? That's what I want you thinking about. So with that, I have 10 questions. I'm only going to do these 10, and then we're going to come back on the next episode, and we're going to talk about how money behaviors and the impact of those behaviors. That's what we're going to talk about. Money behaviors and the impact of those behaviors. And then some of the things that you may have seen when you were a young whippersnapper with your family because you're being taught something there. I don't know how many parts are going to be with this particular wealth mastery training, but we're going to be here. We're going to be here till it's done. And I'm going to be led by God. So that's what I have for you. So number one, 10 questions I think that can change your life. What to ask yourself. Number one, what were you taught about saving money? What were you taught about money? And what were you taught about investing? That might be a big deal to think about all by yourself. Like even when you're thinking about investing, like there are a lot of people when they think about investing. So let's say Forex trading, the stock market, they think they have been taught that that's the devil, or they've been taught that it's a scam, or taught that you only lose money. Right? And that money or investing mindset can be something that's driving you in the things that you're doing. You could be taught that you should save, but not being really taught how to save or what percentage of your income you should save. Just like I just said, when I said the 70-20-10 split, live off of 70%, save 20, and do 10% to tithes with charity. That may be the first time that you have gotten any type of formula about saving money. Think about that. And how do you treat money? Do you treat money as if it's going to always return to you? Right? That you're a money magnet? Or do you feel like you kind of in some ways repel money, that you don't ever have enough, or that money is scarce, right? Is it a tool? Is it a commodity? What, how do you see money? So that's one thing. I really hope that you're thinking about that. So were you taught about saving? Were you taught about money? And were you taught about investing? That's question number one. Question number two, who taught you? Now watch this. I want you to think about who taught you implicitly and who taught you explicitly. Who taught you implicit? What did your family show you with money? Did they show you that money was always there? You know, I have to think about this for myself and how I taught my son. Like, we always had nice cars and a nice house, right? And he, while I never really bought him the latest, well, he did get shoes, and he might have in his whole life had one pair of Jordans, and that was because I always bought from the Nike outlet, right? So you're not getting the latest, and therefore he's just not a Jordan boy. He's a young man now. He's not a Jordan man. But he always had nice clothes, right? Because first of all, you're a boy and you go tear junk up in the first place. But I digress. But I was showing him something about money, and then I wasn't saying a lot about money at the same time. So I realized, like, when he goes to the store, he just buys what he buys. Son, you didn't look at the price. Well, why would he look at the price? You didn't teach him. My Lord and my God. Did a training like that with a group of young ladies with my sorority once. And it was absolutely fantastic because the mothers, we told them, it was mostly the mothers that were there. We told them you couldn't help the kids. I gave them a check for college. I kind of set them up a little bit. And they were like, you know, what are you going to do about food and clothes? They nobody thinking about food and clothes. Food and clothes just show up. And then you don't know how to cook, so you're eating out all the time. And then the mamas was like, what are you doing? I was like, you can't. And it was just an eye opener because nobody actually explicitly taught them. So that's the question I'm asking you. Who taught you? How were you taught? Were you taught by observing? Were you taught because someone set you down? Was that the case? That's question number two. Number three, were your money conversations healthy? Ooh, that's a good thing. Were they healthy? Were they, like, now when I have money conversations with my son, very, very healthy. I teach him about credit cards or how to read the credit card statements. I teach him how to save. I teach him how to think about how much money he's spending on food. I teach him how to go back in his account and look at those things. I teach him about what his future is going to hold and how what he's doing now can impact that. I teach him about credit, you know, credit. And I teach him about, like, credit scores and things like that. So are they healthy? Are they even healthy conversations, or are they not healthy? I want you thinking about that because I want you also not only thinking about what was taught to you, but if you have those coming after you, what are you teaching them? My Lord and my God. Number four, how old were you when you started learning about money? And when you were at that age, what did you learn? So for me, we learned that it was, well, shoot, if I really date myself, there was blue chip stamps. I know some of y'all gonna act like a sister is 1,000 years old when I said that, but that's real talk. When I was really young, we had blue chip stamps. Like, y'all don't leave me out here hanging by myself. Don't leave me hanging by myself, right? But then there was really food stamps in where I grew up, right? And we would go around, we would get, you know, some of the food stamps, and we would go trade them in 10 cents on a dollar and go buy some candy and try to just basically trade them in. I get 90 cents, they get a dime. And we was going around to different stores. We ride around our bikes and stuff on different stores, trading in the food stamps to get the cash, right? That's how I started learning about money. And we while we didn't know we were poor growing up, there was never this abundance of money. It just wasn't there. And it was three families in one house, slept with feet in my face because we were sleeping head to toe in a bed and bunk beds and folks was peeing in the bed and all kind of crazy stuff. I'm telling the truth about it. And so because we were poor, right? But I was being taught something about money at that time. Folks were trying to pull together, right? So I want to know how old were you? I want to know how old were you? Number five, what did you see as it relates to money when you were a kid? So I've alluded to that before, but what did you see? What did you see? Were folks arguing over money all the time? Did you always get money to go to the store and do what you needed to do? Could you always get into sports if you needed to? Did you always have to work for money? Did other people have to just help you with money? Like, what was going on? Some people turned to, you know, selling stuff that was not legal because they were tired of not having money. Maybe you had to take care of your younger brothers and sisters based on your house structure. Maybe your family was loaded and you never had to worry about that. What was it? What did you see? Number six, how many wealthy people are in your family? Wealthy. And let's quantify wealthy, because I remember someone said, when Shaquille O'Neal was playing basketball, they said, Shaquille O'Neal is rich because he's still signing the back of the check. The person that signs the front of the check is wealthy. You always want to sign the front of the check. Let that set you free right there. Do you want to sign the front of the check or the back? If you're signing the back of the check, you're working for somebody. If you're signing the front of the check, you the boss. Free information for you right there. But how many people were wealthy? And so when we're talking about wealthy, let's just say for conversation's sake, let's just say they have $1 million in the bank. And maybe you don't know if they have $1 million in the bank. And that's not really wealthy. That's just rich. That you might be, you know, you're according to, you know, numbers today, you can probably be considered rich. You're at least in the top, 3% if you have $1 million liquid, top 3 to 5%. So let's just say that someone is a millionaire. How many millionaires are there in your family? That's number six. I want you thinking about this, right? Like, if you needed $10,000, do you have someone that you can go to get that kind of money and not have to pay it back? You know, I don't have a family where people are given the down payment for the house to get started because we're getting married. I don't have that in my family. Right? Do you have that in yours? It's not these questions that I'm asking you are not for us to go and feel bad. It's to understand that when we're trying to master wealth, this stuff has come from somewhere. It's come from somewhere. Number seven, how many people, listen, okay, so you guys, I'm ahead of myself because I clearly need to read the questions I had because I'm getting ahead of myself. So I just actually asked number seven, how many people can you borrow $10,000 from? So that was there. How many people in your family? Number eight, have you ever saved at least $5,000? At least $5,000. You have it in your account right now. And how old were you at that time? So when was the first time you saved $5,000? Do you have at least $5,000 in your account right now? Maybe you want to say 10. Maybe you want to say 25. Maybe you want to say 100,000. How old were you when you did that? Because we're talking about, because oftentimes that amount is in somewhat proportionate to the type of business that you're going to be able to launch, grow, because having $5,000 that you might be able to spend on your business, not including keeping it for a rainy day, but also wanting to launch your business, is going to be much different than having $50,000 there. Absolutely much different, right? Number nine, do you currently have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Right. And that you can, that, and can you just, if you have more than 10,000, can you pay it off today? right? Because that's going to have you're going to have some thinking about that as well. And number 10, can you spend $5,000 to $10,000 today from your own account and not be financially strapped? Ooh, I know these questions is rough. They rough. What are we talking about? We're talking about a wealth mastery. And it's going to be started by asking yourself these types of questions, because I really want you to be thinking about money from a totally different perspective. As a matter of fact, I want you to just be thinking about money. I want you to be thinking about money more than I got to wait until I get paid to do this, or more than, I'm going to go get this thing for myself that is more, it may be more impulsive, right? I want you to be thinking more about money, because if we want to change the trajectory of our lives, the trajectory of our businesses, we're going to have to get a hold of this. Now, again, once you begin to get into a place where you are identifying what's happening with these questions, it's then and only then that you can begin to make some changes. Then and only then, you might be like, oh my God, I do a whole lot of subconscious spending and subconscious shopping. And why do I have 3 and 4 closets worth of clothes when you only wear less than 20%? Look it up, study show. My number 20% could be off, but most of the time we don't wear, or we just buy more clothes and we don't hardly get too many of those clothes. I'm not even talking about the ones we can't get back in anymore. I said it, deal with it. I'm not even talking about those. I'm just saying we have this ideology that we're living by. And if we're trying to shift what's happening, if we want trying to do something better for the generation that's after us, we're trying to leave a legacy, we're trying to really have an impactful business, we got to start thinking about money. I hope this first session, this first one, was good for you. I promise you, we're going to go all the way in until I feel like I've wrung this towel out as much as I can. We're talking about wealth mastery here on the podcast. God, I thank you for dropping in my spirit to do this. I thank you that you're going to get my sisters and even my brothers that are listening some fruitful thinking to do to help them get a hold of this tool of money, so that we can do what it is we need to do with it for our lives, for the lives of our families, God, and for the lives of those that you want us to impact. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope this first one was good for you guys, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.